and there's a song, Oh, What a Blank Morning.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. If you had a flat tire on the way to church, you might say church will be over
before we get there.
Good. The enemy and opposite of God is called?
Satan.
Other names for Satan?
That's wrong. Satan is not the enemy and opposite of God. He's the... C.S. Lewis points out he's the opposite of St. Michael. God has no opposite.
Ah, yeah, that's good.
That's quite...
Right. Okay, well, what might you refer to him as otherwise?
The devil, or the demon.
What might you say to children that was going to come and get them if they were naughty?
What a dreadful thing. The devil's going to get you.
Would you ever say booger man or boogeyman?
Oh, that's a little more innocuous, I suppose, if you have to say anything to children. It's better to say that than...
Which of those would you use? Booger or boogie?
Oh, I would say boogie, if I said either one.
Okay, does it mean the devil?
No, I just think it... I mean, I never had that association. I think it just means some great furry monster.
All right. And what do people think they see in a graveyard at night?
They think they see ghosts.
And a house where ghosts might live is a...
Is a haunted house.
You'd better put a sweater on. It's getting blank chilly. Synonym for very.
Quite.
Or?
Rather.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
Fairly. Pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. I'll go if you insist, but
I would rather not.
Mm-hmm. If you have just seen a friend whom you haven't seen for a long time, what would you say to express your feeling? You're pleased to see him. You might say, I'm...
It's great to see you. I'm very glad to see you. I've missed you.
All right. If a man owns 500 acres of land and you were trying to impart the idea that he owns a huge amount of land, you would say that's a...
I'd say... What'd I say? It's a great spread.
Okay. Would you ever use the term right smart to mean an amount of land?
No.
Did you ever hear that? Right smart of land?
No.
Okay. What would you say is an affirmation more enthusiastic than just yes?
Hell yes.
Any others?
Definitely.
Okay.
No question about it.
Okay. And under what circumstances would you, if you would, use sir or ma'am when addressing people?
Ah. I use sir to my brother, to my friends.
Is your brother older than you?
Younger.
Younger.
Oh, sure. But what I'm trying to tell you is I use it, and I think a lot of people in, I don't know if Texas, there's a lot of people in Texas, but certainly in Houston, that term can be used to mean affection, respect, admiration, and yet can be used with intimates.
Mm-hmm.
I greet my colleagues here in the morning that way. My students as well.
Do you use ma'am to
now,
women?
That's a different thing. I use ma'am. I don't say ma'am anymore. I did as a child to my mother, to an older woman.
Do you know about what age you stopped?
Good question. I now say madam if I want to be, but I feel that as a distancing. If I'm, just as one can use sir in that sense, I use madam only when I'm perturbed or irate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's therefore a strained situation. So I use it in a formal way for some kind of distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Not so with sir. Now, when did I stop using ma'am as a polite form to an adult? I suppose... I don't know, my late teens, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I say yes'm still. I would still say that to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'll ask me something, I say yes'm.
But you feel that has a different sense than ma'am?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, because it's